Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible, the show that shifts. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter. Hello, Lisa.
Well, hello there.
Hello. Really excited about this show today.
This is one of probably the ones we've both been looking forward to because we've had this guest lined up for a while. But before all that, let me ask you something. You know when you're
ready.
You're always ready, though. That's the great thing about you. You know, when you're kind of just in that moment and you think, I need help. Like, I need a shift. And I know all of the listeners, of course, are like, well, I can't wait to hear the show then because it's the show that shifts. But what do you do? What does one do when they really need to turn to someone for answers, for help, for guidance, for anything? Like, I know who we have on the show coming up, but, and that's one thing, like psychics and helpful things. But what are some other ways, like, that there's so many things when somebody can't have access to that and they're just feeling so alone and just kind of desperate for that shift?
Well, the good news is, and I don't even mean this as a super plug, but it's true. The good news is after today, you'll all have access to Erin. No, I mean, just for me personally, because again, the show has just started. It's been 2 seconds and I'm going to mention Willie Carter. No, because I think it's just like she used to always say, even when I was in full meltdown mode, and, you know, I've had a lot of those, especially in my 20s, she'd be like, use your tools. So I just think, like we've talked about in lots of shows, is that there's just so many tools to help you shift. And that can be, but sometimes, you know, when you're really, like, I know for me, because this is what I've kind of always done this, if I'm in, like, total the pits of despair and can't figure it out, I do go to psychics because I want something totally out of, because sometimes a friend can't help, or maybe they can, or someone that's too close can't really help. I just want something that's out of these three-dimensional realms. So that works for me, but that totally might not work for everyone. Another thing that I love about Erin is that she's very practical, and you know how I like practical.
Oh, yes, and you know what's funny? You actually just helped me remember, probably everybody has heard this before, and it took me a while to get it, but you know the line where people say, you cannot come up with a solution from the same mind that created the problem? I might be saying that a little
so
bit.
Oh, good. Doesn't matter. Yes. That's amazing. I love it.
Oh, okay.
Write that down. I love it.
And it was so funny because I used to think, well, and it's because it's like, if you are so, you need external help. And it doesn't matter if it's a story. We go to watch movies and that helps us sometimes, right? It doesn't matter.
Absolutely. That's a good example.
Yes. And so I think all these things is like, okay, so if you are in a place where you haven't even had the meltdown, you're just seriously in the midst of, you're so closed up that you need that external help and stuff. So I'm so glad that we do, like Erin, as you said, and when she gets on, it's going to explode. So we better get all this out now. But Erin is that beyond practical. It's like, it's whimsical, but practical, but
that's my favorite
caring thing.
Yeah.
Yes. And you, how many readings have you had with Erin actually, like in your life? How about for you personally?
I don't really know. I mean, I'd only heard of her a couple years ago, and it was through my mom, and that was through my aunt. And the funny thing is, because I don't just go to any psychic, just because I feel the energy, like I only want to go to someone that I think's referred. So we're giving everyone a mass referral right now, just because, you know, it's pretty sensitive energy. And what I love so much about her, because I know myself, I love being super, super out there, but I also want to be grounded, you know, in this whole human experience. So I that's what I love about her is that she definitely, I think she has an incredible tap on the outer realms, but she's very much here too. And I think that's what's great, because it's actually practical advice that you can put into your own life. And she uses tarot cards to do her readings, because everybody has different ways to get there. And I just think
I could go on for
an hour about how awesome I think she is.
We'll share her bio, like not a bio, but we'll share a little bit of thing about her. But I was going to say, sharing with all the listeners is that, so Michelle and I decided as a gift to ourselves, each other and ourselves, as our, you know, when we launched our business together, we decided, what a great way to kick it off with having a reading with Erin. So I actually got to have a reading with Erin as well. And it was done over the phone, you could do it over Skype. So we did it over the phone. And what I love, so for me, it was like talking to a friend, because you've said it was very sensitive energy, but also too, it was very, I'm usually always happy. So, but I was really happy and I felt good about the reading because I have been to, I've received other readings and I am very sensitive. And so when I've walked away from those readings, I haven't felt good. And I think that's the part where you always say, you know, be kind and gentle to yourself. Because sometimes when other people might say things, and if you're vulnerable and if you're a place where you haven't quite hit your meltdown or you're on the verge or you are in the middle of it, you're very sensitive and you just need that. You really, everything that's to your highest good and highest self will make you feel good. So if anybody out there is not feeling good about something that they've heard or received, or I mean, sometimes I watch things and I feel, as I shared about the documentaries, I don't feel good. So just always remember that the goal, like your goal, your happiness, your heart and your soul goals, when you hear these things, is to feel good. And if you're ever having a reading and you don't feel good, explore that. Ask them, like, say, I'm not feeling good about this. What's the vibration in this message or the guidance for me that could help me bring me to that feeling good level? I just want everybody to feel so good.
Oh, no, I love that. I think that's so great because, you know, there's tons of times where, I mean, been there so often of, you know, questioning everything. And like in LA, there's as many psychic shops as there is tattoo shops. And it's like psychic shop, tattoo shop, psychic shop. And I've never walked in just anywhere because of that. I'm like, I just don't want, you really kind of want affirmation. You know, when you're in that dark place, you kind of, it's not, you want to hear that you're there for a reason and you want to hear you can get out of it. And that's basically, because it's hard to tell yourself that, and reality is that's usually, well, it is true. So that's why I do totally understand the reverence of going to psychics, because I really do think not one person is for everybody, but I do think Erin might be. I think I have been to so many psychics in my life, and I think Erin might be totally, just because she's great. She's just an awesome person. I had never met Erin in person either up until I had only done phone sessions. So for all the listeners, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, she does phone and Skype sessions, so you don't have to be there. I mean, I had readings for multiple readings before I met her. I've only met her once, actually.
Speaking of not being there, when she is on for the part of her show, our show here, that we've actually collected, we asked you last week, all listeners, to send in some questions that you might want to hear a little bit more about or get the feeling on. So we received some questions, so we're going to ask not only some of those people's questions, but then I have a question, of course. It's going to be about my cat. and Michelle, maybe you might have one, but we will get those listeners' questions answered. Feel what Erin has to say about that. And I would like to take the moment right now, because it's just a teeny tiny little blurb about her, because I don't want to waste any time when she does come on. But so her name is Erin, as we said, Erin Lawson, and she's been exploring metaphysics and the tarot for over 20 years. Her mission is to help others connect to spirit and their own intuitive gifts through the readings she does. She says, I want people to find a balance between walking a spiritual path but enjoying their humanness as well. So she lives in, you're going to have to help me out, I love the word because his name is Cowan, but Cowichan? Cowichan Valley.
You're right.
Did I say
Cowichan
right?
Valley.
Yay!
Right. Yeah, you're right.
And she lives there with her husband and family. And I can only imagine how many animals you could have there, because even the town is named after Cowichan, and I love, love, love cows, cows and cats. So. But I think in that little blurb, it's like totally about that. It's about enjoying the humanness. You are human, so let's enjoy it. So even though we want to say, hey, other realms out there, what do you think? Got any messages for me? Got to help me out? We can still enjoy what we're doing right here in our physical bodies.
Because we are here, and I think that's what's so important to be grounded, and because you can really float away. I mean, I totally went through that stage when I was I think like 19 or 20, and it was just like, it was easy to not even be here. But the reality is, if our souls chose to be here, we have to learn how to be human. And you know, it's great to be connected to all these other realms, but we're still here and we chose to be here. And so that's what I love. I love her readings because they're out there and they're here all at the same time. All my favorite things.
It's kind of like such a good playground to be anchored in this realm. And I think that's where sometimes when we get so overwhelmed or challenged or not sure what to do because there's so many options. Like, imagine going to literally like a playground. There are so many toys to play on. You can climb that, swing on this, go under there, teeter-totter over there. And there's so many ways to sharpen each of those skills that's necessary for each one of those toys, right? And so when we get to be here, we're like, should I move? Should I get a new job? Should I, you know, what's going on with my relationship? Like, there's so many questions that we have because there truly are what's possible. There's so many possibilities and stuff. So as Erin, because she sounds like the cutest little person when she comes on to her little voice, and she's just happy and calm and all those things. So Michelle, do you have a question that you're going to ask as well?
Or see, it's so funny. I've asked her like the same question for a year. I don't know. I kind of have a question for everybody because it's close to the full moon. The energies are pretty high right now. I just want to know, I don't know. I don't really have any, which is amazing. I can't believe I have nothing it's not that I have nothing. I'm just thinking about more of the energies. I'm pretty happy right now. So I don't know. If I just want to know about like the everything that's going, because I feel like the energies are pretty strong right now, and it's right around the full moon. And like,
so you're more thinking global, right?
Shift going on. Yeah.
Okay.
I think
your life, big shifts happen all the time.
It's daily.
And you know what? I think you're right, because it's something like you're going on a trip soon, and it's, there's a commercial. So when we come back, we're going to bring Erin on. Woo!
Yay!
Answered. Guidance delivered.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join Maggie Chiba on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, we are back. Let's see if we have anybody else on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. How are you guys?
Oh, so excited. Great. You're on our show.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm so excited. This is a new thing for me, you guys.
Oh, it's so honored. You're so awesome. I always treat Erin like a celebrity. I get so excited. It's ridiculous. When I first met her, I was like, oh my God, it's like I was meeting like a beetle or something. I was that excited.
And you know, that's just so funny for me because truly I always describe myself as the country mouse. And so I'm like, you know, that's kind of mind boggling, but I think it's just lovely that we can all honor each other, right?
Connect.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
So it's been such a build up to you. We were just sharing in the beginning of the show how it's really nice that we can go to an external place, an external source to get guidance, to get help, to get, you know, affirmations, questions answered. So that's where we are so excited because we're just going to throw a whole bunch of stuff at you today.
Okay. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready.
So, Michelle, should we start off with some more just like
yes.
get the energy settled? Like, do you want to ask just more?
Yes.
About
we probably need some settling. Global. Pretty excited.
Yeah, settling.
Okay.
Oh, I just actually, so, I mean, my main thing, anything that you could say about, like, what you're feeling, because you know what's tapped into all the energies and what's going on right now for any of the listeners to hear, and
okay.
really just whatever you feel
global
going on right now would be
feeling,
awesome.
Global state.
Okay, but, well,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the, I mean, I was just talking with my best friend this morning and we were both kind of lamenting on the fact that it's just frickin' crazy out there. And I've been saying this for years and it seems to get crazier and crazier. And it's not all terrible. I mean, there's a lot of amazing things happening, but sort of what's going on, I feel like, is this, it's just like everything has opened up. You know, every day there's something new that we're tapping into, great possibilities, but sort of what I see in black and white. Sorry, what? Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
You said possibilities.
No,
it's called what's possible.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, and that's partly that it's like our old paradigm and our new paradigm are just kind of muddy right now. And that's just, you know, the way I see it. So there's kind of these, like, again, great possibilities for huge transformations, for huge breakthroughs. But what's happening with that is our old patterns and triggers are almost like 10 times stronger. Like, this has been a summer of so many people saying they've got stuff coming up from childhood or teenagehood, stuff that we thought we'd cleared, that suddenly it's come right back and hit us in the face. So it's almost like it's the final... one of the final clearings. I mean, there's so much that I don't know. Like, truly, there's so much I don't know. But a lot of people talk about that we're actually now in the fifth dimension. Even that, to be honest, I don't technically, you know, I haven't studied a lot about that. But I just know energetically that when I can stay positive, when I can stay grounded, and above all, when I can stay coming from a place of love, that's when everything shifts. That's when it's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. I had a weekend of like being a raging bitch in my head. And I had to really, really, like really just triggered by everything and family dynamics and just stuff that I thought was gone. And I was like, wow, I'm partially maybe hormonal. But there's also just, I was like, wow, I'm really, really fractured in places. So I really had to do some work on clearing that and neutralizing that so that I wasn't coming from a reactive place of hurt. And that's what I'm seeing in my clients. And that's what I'm seeing kind of, I mean, you look at globally what's going on, people, the violence, the overreaction, the fanaticism, that's kind of that mm-hmm. pattern, you know, right at the, mm-hmm. right at the core, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
So the first key would be, of course, is to be aware, like what you just said.
Yeah.
You notice that you're behaving this way, reacting this way, and feeling this way. So, and then, so awareness, first step, awareness,
yes.
everybody.
Stop. Absolutely.
Stop, look, and listen before crossing the road.
No, yes.
And that's the query. And I'm not the mom. And then from there, I guess like what Michelle said, you get your tools. And so some of the tools that you often have, because you have some great tools that you tell people.
Yeah.
What's some of your favorite ones that seem to come up when it comes to either clearing or forgiving or healing?
Well, actually, the two that I go to all the time is, everyone knows it's called the boot trick. And all of my clients know the boot trick, right, Michelle? The boot trick.
Yeah, I have so many things under the boot.
I know. And that is kind of my go-to. And so I'll explain the boot trick, and it was taught to me. It's a shaman's trick. And so what you do is you write on a piece of paper either the name of whoever is triggering you or the issue. So when it was first taught to me, it was actually taught to me by a woman whose children were being bullied. So this shaman had told her to write the bullies' names on the piece of paper and put it under a boot in the closet. And then don't worry about it. It's kind of the ultimate let go and let God ritual. So what she found was her children became invisible to the bullies. It's like they just didn't even see them anymore. So I've taken that and worked with it. And so, yes, it's great for people who trigger you. It's great for kind of workplace environments and even your relationships. But you can also write your issues under it. So for me, because I had, you know, growing up with not much, had a big issue with money, so I put money issues under the boot. I wrote my children's name on that piece of paper because I don't want to worry about them anymore. Like, I don't want to be in a place of reactive worry to their lives. And so that's what I've told my clients to do. And then you just stick this piece of paper under a boot in your closet. And when that trigger comes up, like if you see somebody that you're having an issue with, instead of kind of going into that triggered place, you're going to go, oh, right, I don't have to worry about this. This is under the boot. It teaches us to stay neutral in that trigger.
Mm.
And it is profound.
Okay,
and it's that, yeah.
So we're releasing it, we're putting it elsewhere, yeah. But we have captured it somewhere, so it's not like being forgotten or squished down inside of our energy. So
exactly.
It's gotcha. Okay, neutralizing.
I know that works. It's crazy how much it works. Like,
because you've done it
underneath. Oh yeah, I do. Like, so I find so many notes. I'm like, what is this? And I'll find it under my shoes because I have like 50 pairs of boots. There's a lot of issues being worked on, and I'll be like, yeah. Right here. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that was a problem. I go, oh, this works because it's not even in my brain. Like, it was such a big deal.
It's gone.
Now it's not a big deal. Yeah, so it's good for my boot collection to all be working, even if I'm not wearing
exactly. And you know what I find the biggest thing is actually, and what I've started doing now too is. I now just have an app, like I go to the notes on my phone, and I put in one of my notes, I put things under the boot, and I use the little boot icon, and I just keep it in my phone, so that, because it's with me all the time, right? And so what happened is I went in, it's brilliant, and I went in not that long ago, and I looked in there and went, wow, all of this stuff is, like, this is old stuff that's been cleared. It gives spirit permission as well to come in, because most often, I mean, there are some real issues we've got. But we most often stay stuck in our human pain issues, right? And so if we can get past that and we can kind of learn to stay neutral, spirit comes in anyways and fixes what's no longer, you know, what we don't need to worry about. If we get out of the way, spirit can take over, and that's really what it comes down to, right?
Oh, I love that. I need to write that in huge writing somewhere. We get out of the way, spirit takes over.
Yes,
exactly. Oh, so just I want to backtrack. So step one is awareness. Step two is surrender and write something down to let go of it. Step three is invite spirit in. And step four is, there's a neutral layer, but I'm taking steps. I think everybody's got it. Okay, I'm following.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's truly, it's also the ritual of it, of writing it down, of, but then it's that the next part is remembering to be aware of the trigger and then learning to stay neutral so that you stop reacting all the time. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, we are human. We're supposed to have reactions. There was, you know, a good reason to be triggered if something was chasing you down or, you know, to stay safe. Absolutely. But we've become far too sentient. I think we feel so much all the time now. So I think that's important is the neutral part.
Michelle and I will go through, and that's how I think her and I get a lot of great help with each other, because we're oversensitive. So as long as we just, sometimes she'll just say something to me, but she's like, I just need to spit this out, and then she feels better, and I'll say, I need to spit this out, I feel better. But then sometimes, as you said, when you're doing a reading, and you know, somebody, like, say, like one of our listeners wrote in about themselves, their family, and their husband, and that, is this a good time for them to move? Like, well, we can go into it a bit later, but do you see the movie?
Right.
Who are you connecting with? Like, help us understand, like,
okay,
you hear it in your head, what's your thing?
Yeah, well, exactly. So I use my tarot cards, and so I'm shuffling them all the time when I'm doing a reading. So I use them to kind of open the windows into what I need to do. They're the way that spirit talks to me. So I do hear the answers in my head, even though I'll look at the cards. But it's kind of this symbiotic relationship between the cards and spirit. So I do hear it in my head, and I'm talking, I tap into their spirit guides and mine, and I just see them as a collective. every once in a while, like, one of their guides might become really apparent, and I'll get to sort of see what they look like in my mind's eye, or I'll get a sense of their energy. They'll make themselves known, but quite often it's just kind of a collective group that I guess, channel through. So, yeah, that's kind of how it works for me.
I love that. And, okay, and the cards, do you have your own deck? Do you have your card, like, meaning, have you created one, or are you...
No, okay. I haven't done that. I actually, my working deck that I use, and I've used for about 10 years, is called the Spiral Tarot. And I think the woman's name is Kay Stevenson or something. And so it's the one deck that, I mean, I own probably about 10 of the same version of this deck just because I just keep replacing it. And I have tons of tarot decks myself just for my personal use. But this deck is the one I use for clients. So someday, I mean, I've talked with different artists and thought about creating my own, but I've just never had the time, to be honest. I'd love to, but I just haven't had the time.
You're helping so many people.
Awesome. And you really are. She's become like an international sensation because I know so many people that go to Erin. It's so great.
It's so funny. It's not in my head. I don't feel that way, but I love talking to all these different people from all over the world and thinking about things like, what time zone are you in? That's been really good for me geographically. Figure out that kind
and
of stuff.
You get to talk to all these other people's spirit guides, which because maybe some of us don't even know that we have one or feel one, but then to be able to talk to you and then you say, oh no, you know, here's somebody's coming up here. That's just such a comfort for someone to hear. And it's a really cool thing for you to get to talk to more spirit guides.
You know what? It absolutely is. Every time, every day that I do readings, I've actually got to read an amazing book in that half an hour or hour I spend with somebody. I've got this amazing story in my head because I've got to see, talk to their spirit guides, look at their lives, also see their past lives as well. So there's a lot of stories that run around in my head, I got to tell you.
Wow.
We're going to go to break right now.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we'll be back after the break.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Yay! Yes, this is the exciting part. This is the part where we get to ask questions, but I need to ask you, how should we think about asking you some questions? Like, do we just say...
You can just ask anything.
Do you need
what do you mean?
Or can we do,
No.
So the listener, okay. So Michelle, can I go ahead and ask that question from the one listener about the movie?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. So listener wrote in, her and her husband are thinking about moving.
Okay.
They would like to know if you have any, if you get any, if. Is it a when? Is it a where? Is it a, like a big if?
Okay. And actually, so, no, that's okay. That's all good.
Oh.
One of the big things I'm seeing, it does feel like there's, sorry? Oh, okay.
Yes,
I'm hearing static and feedback, so that's just, it does feel like it's a good time to be, it is a good time to move. I do feel that. It feels like kind of where they are, I think they're done there. It feels like, you know, they've kind of, they're ready for something new. Now, there's a lot more going on that probably I would have asked if the client was there. There's just some side questions and stuff. But what they're telling me is the biggest thing I'm seeing is that they have to believe they can move. Because quite often we can think, okay, I want to move, but how can I do that? Or can I afford it? Can we find the right place to live? We generally, when we have a thought or an idea, we tend to block it with the how. And what I'm seeing is they just have to know that they have to trust their own intuition, bottom line, but they have to know and believe that they can move. Now, if I do feel that one person probably wants to move more than the other person, and that can just be, you know, that can just be somebody might be a little bit more worried about the finances, or maybe they're still more attached to their house. So there's that. You know, you can see sometimes it's not just a simple question either, right?
No, I love that, though, yes.
Yeah, but that's what I'm feeling is it is, it sounds like it is, it does feel like it's a good time for them to move. And my suggestion would be to imagine, maybe even to pinpoint what's important. What are they looking for? Is there a certain area? And don't worry about the hows, more pinpoint what's important and then go from there.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
I think she'll love that.
Great.
Okay.
Good.
I think that's good advice for everyone to not focus on the how. That's how.
Well, it's the first thing. You know, we're taught to set our intentions and we're taught to ask and we're taught, but then we instantly, as humans, and again, we were raised to kind of problem solve and analyze. But quite often what happens when you do that is you think of all the reasons it won't work. And, you know, I'm not a very practical person. And I'm not always big on the practicalities. And yet, that's probably, you know, I feel like once you know what's in front of you, you know what to do with it. But it's just learning not to limit ourselves and block ourselves, right?
Oh, I love that.
Yes. Oh, okay. You know what? I'm so sneaking this in because now I was just going to ask a question, but I could use my question to ask the question.
Yes.
Talking about the, because you just said right there, like we can block ourselves. Sometimes I find, and this is where my question is going to come up. Sometimes I don't know if I'm placing my own fear. Okay, so here's my question, and then this is what I'm concerned that I'm placing my own. It's about my cat. And I think I talked to you about my cat before. So he's got a little bit of a tummy issue for the past couple days. He's not feeling well. And I first of all, I was like, am I making it that I think he's not? I know he's not feeling well. I have the results of it. But meaning, when I say results, you know, I don't mean test results. But
yeah.
Am I placing my thinking, oh, my gosh, I think he's upset, so he's sick? Or is he just really sick? Maybe he's eating something and he's not feeling well. That was my question.
And, you know, that is the hard part about being kind of so in tune, because that will happen. And what I feel like with your cat is he's actually just not feeling well. He probably did literally eat something. That's what I'm getting. It feels very physical. And very, just kind of like, just sort of that almost mundane function. But, again, our cats, our animals, they all have jobs when they're with us. I mean, they love us, but they've all got certain jobs. So your cat does pick up stuff on you. In other words, you could be super worried about your cat. He could pick up on that and you could create that down the road. That's kind of how it works. Not that I'm saying to people, you're hurting your pets. But no. It's just, you can see how the energy builds, and especially worry. Worry is a really low vibration. It is fear. And so if we have any kind of fear, it can get stuck, right? But with your cat, I do feel, and actually they show that it's going to right itself very soon. But I feel like it just feels like it's like a blip, they're calling it. So it probably is something that he ate. It's like kitty flu kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Kitty, what brings us kitty flu?
Well, they get it too, right?
Yeah. With worry, does having a question, like, so Michelle and I will often say, oh, I want to talk to Erin because I want to ask her this. Does that necessarily mean that we're in fear then, or just worried, or not, or just have a question? Is it exciting?
Well, no, and you might, I mean, sometimes stuff comes up that it would be natural to be concerned and worried about. Maybe let's say concern. When you're concerned, that comes from a place, yes, of, okay, there's something not right here. To me, worry is that place where it's almost becoming chronic, and it's you can't leave it alone. And so sometimes when something comes up that you're feeling that there is a concern, maybe that's just a healthy thing because you're looking at it. And if you want to talk to somebody about it, that's okay. But my thing is, it's worry that tends to create bigger problems down the road. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes so much. Oh, I have understood worry so much because worry, Erin definitely knows because she's had many readings of this maniac mind. But it's just, I know a situation that I was very, very worried about because I really understand worry. And my Oma,
yeah,
actually, she said to me if she could have changed anything, and she worried a lot. She had said she wishes she had worried much less because everything kind of works out in its own way. And I know, I really know the difference because I can get quite manic about things. And then when I'm being obsessive and manic and I'm like, okay, like this, you've got to chill out on this. Because sometimes when I know of a pretty personal situation right now, I was so worried about it, and then nothing's really changed, but now I don't have the same energy. I'm like, it's all going to work out. And it's amazing that the actual thing that I was worried about hasn't really changed, but the worry has went away. Like, I'm not as scared as I once was, but I really understand that because that worry is like all you think about. And and I really understand that. And I work on that almost all the time. Every time I feel that pit, and I think, you know, a lot of us are conditioned to worry too. You know, look at insurance companies, that's all worry based. Oh. But
you look at the news, you look at any social media, it is based on, let's make people fearful, and then perhaps they'll buy this or use this product or react in a certain way. It's kind of been generated over generations too.
Well, I'm glad you brought up
anything
all consuming.
Pardon?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you guys brought up the news because in the sense of the news, let's say that somebody, the people who create the news, they're trying to get a message for whatever intention is theirs out there. Now, I'm bringing this back full circle here. We also get messages, and they can come in our dreams, like with dreams.
Yes.
And we had one of our listeners write in because they love dreams. They have dreams, obviously, and they recall their dreams often, and they're often visited by spirit animals. And in particular, they wanted to ask, so this is a question directly for you, they want to ask in their dreams, they're very familiar with them, and they're comfortable with them, and they're excited by them, but they had a hawk, visit them in their dream, and they wondered if that was a message, if there were a message for them in that.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. And hawks, I mean, hawks are definitely, well, all animals will have their messages, right? But hawks particularly are about message from, like, they're just, spirit is around you. It's basically definitely from the spirit, the angelic realm is the hawks. And I mean, every culture will have a slightly different theme on that. Like the First Nations or the Native American culture will have a different theme, or Celtic, but hawks definitely, they sort of have really high vision. They fly high. They have sharp vision. So they're also about paying attention to details and being mindful, but also being brave and strong. Like, hawks are fearless. So that would be a, you know, that's a huge one. My suggestion when you have an animal visitation, whether it's in your dreams or in your life, there's some really great books out there, you know, animal spirit guide books. You can even, I mean, I just Google everything. So you can just Google metaphysical meaning of animals and they'll show you what the meanings are. But most often, you're going to know what that means anyways, right? You're going to be comforted by a sense of you'll have an intuition of what that animal means. So when I do readings, I mean, where my office is, and Michelle, you've been in it, there's a big glass door, and I always face and look outside, and I always pay attention to whatever animals are doing anything while I'm doing a reading, because it's really common for a bird to, a certain type of bird to fly up, and so I keep track of that. And one day doing a reading, we've lived in our house for, oh God, almost 18 years. We've never seen any kind of weasel. And one day a little black weasel came right up to my glass door and put his little paws against the door and looked in. And that was a huge message for my client. And when I looked up the meaning, because I have a book that I keep in my office, and I looked it up for her, and I went, oh my God, this is your sign. So the animals will always work around us as well. They're here to give us messages too. So the other day, a dragonfly was there for this client, and this dragonfly, for the whole hour she was here, kept bumping into the window, and it wouldn't leave. And it was her husband who had passed away, and he was adamant about her getting the message. So pay attention when you get those symbols from animals, for sure.
Oh, I love that. That's, you know what, and so, speaking of which, so you do connect with the others that passed over. And
yes,
they do. Oh, so do they just hang around only when you need them? Do they just show up? What, like, how does that work?
You know, it's interesting, and I'm still a little bit not totally clear on my – I really resisted speaking to anybody that had passed over, because I had, you know, I had a fairly strong teacher when I was, when I first started studying, and at first she was sort of not, we didn't really talk to ghosts and stuff, and she was very anti-woo-woo, let's put it that way. So when I started, kind of, I just was a reader, and I didn't even think I was psychic when I started. I just thought I really was good at memorizing the cards. I was sort of in denial of my own gifts too. So as time went by, and I would be doing readings, and I would feel spirits come to me again in my oh, we'll finish this later.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Excited. The commercial sneak up.
Okay.
Back to that very authentic story in just 2 minutes.
Perfect. Okay.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Those commercials sneak up on us too, so.
Oh, I know.
I know, every time.
When you're having so much fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but exactly. Thank you for sharing. I want to really thank you for being so transparent and authentic and sharing it with everybody to say, like, you didn't even believe that you were psychic. You thought you were just good at memorizing.
No.
That's so honest, and thank you for sharing, because a lot of people doubt their own ability, and I think that's really important
exactly.
to hear. Because you really are, so.
Well,
you're amazing.
And, you know,
I
that's what I find.
Story.
Well, yeah, so I was avoiding the fact that I could speak to spirit. I really didn't feel like I had anything special. Like, I really didn't. So I avoided it. And so this one day doing a reading, luckily it was for somebody I knew, the spirit was really adamant, and I would not – I it was like a window in my mind, and I just kept shutting the window, and I was like, go away. I'm not talking to you. And I felt like – suddenly it felt like I was having a heart attack, and I really did. I grabbed my – I thought I was going to get sick. I was in pain. I grabbed my heart, and I was trying to say, call 911. And then it kind of released, and literally the spirit sort of jumped in my body. And it was – so it was my client's father who had passed of a heart attack, and he just so desperately wanted to give her a message. And so after that, I went and saw somebody who was a medium just to get some pointers on. And basically it was just, don't be fearful, and you can set boundaries with spirits as well, because they're like anything. They see an open door, and they jump in. So I just had to be able to set up some boundaries and say, okay, I'll talk to you, but you just don't come in my body there. That's not cool. And then it was fine. And so that's kind of what we've done. But I don't – in my day, I don't, like, walk around and see spirits on people, and rarely do I get messages, because I think for so long I did close that down, if that makes sense. So now I have it. So it's mostly when I'm in – an agreed meeting with someone, then when we've both agreed that it's okay if I look at everything. So it doesn't just hit me in the face when I'm just walking down the street. So it's kind of different,
that's way
I
better
guess.
For you. That would be
well,
scary.
It is way better.
Because you'd be like one of those shows, yeah, so that you can control it. Because I would not want to hear everybody's thoughts or their other side all the time. That would make me crazy. So that's amazing.
I mean, no matter what. No matter what, you're going to pick up on people's energy. And that's so I think what happens is it's just too loud. Like going to big, you know, shopping malls is really hard for me, and crowds is hard. But and sometimes no matter what, you're going to see something. Sometimes you're going to see something awful or painful. That's just – and you're going to see that when you're intuitive or not, basically. I think most – everyone has intuition. Mm-hmm. Everyone has psychic ability. And I think it's just – I always call psychic ability a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So that's something to remember, too. Yeah.
Question for you is from another listener,
okay.
But it's also a general. I have to do this always. You can't just ask a question, can I? I need to ask two questions at once. So I'm going to be talking about people's sensitivities and getting migraines, but the question is actually from a listener who is suffering from – she's always had migraines since she was a teenager, she said, but she's really – I mean, it's like it's on the daily. And, yes, there's stress in her life, she shared. Family dynamics are shifting, recent divorce, in the middle of a divorce and stuff, but the migraines are debilitating. So I have two, one question was about her specifically, you know, is this a psychic thing, like a sensitivity, or is it a chemical thing? Like, is there some kind of message for her that she could, she's tried so many things.
I mean, obviously she's probably gone the whole medical route first, because that's usually what we do.
Yeah.
And I do feel there is a strong, there's a strong energetic reason and trigger, I guess, for the headaches.
Yeah.
And I mean, I get that because I've had migraines my whole life too, and they're my weak spot. And so she probably is really, really psychic and really, really intuitive as well. And actually there, I don't know if she does. One thing they're telling me is craniosacral, and I'm not sure if she may have tried that. But I feel like that, because it just feels like there's a bit of an alignment or disalignment in some of her energy as well.
What does that mean?
It's like there's, I just feel like there's a blockage in one of her chakras, and probably it feels to me, they just keep talking about pineal gland. I don't even know where that is, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh,
so not
a
doctor.
It's in your brain. It's in the back of your brain.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like it's an energetic blockage, because I feel like she's probably done the whole medical route as much as she could. But so it's about realigning the energy field. And I do feel there's one of the patterns I see is it's about her stepping into her own power. And I'm probably feeling that there's probably a past life trigger as well. And just speaking about that briefly, quite often we'll carry past life traumas forward into this lifetime, and we'll have the same physical issues that either we died from in a past life. It's not really super important to have to go back and relive that. It's just sometimes remembering that we can ask to have that cleared. We can say, I now release any negative patterns from past lives, so they can release us physically as well. Mm. So there's, I feel like when I look into her future, I feel like she's going to get some real relief. She'll probably always be sensitive. And I also feel like she's probably, I don't know where she lives, but I'm also getting something barometric. Like, I get barometric migraines when the weather changes.
Does. Yeah, she mentioned that.
So there's that as well. There's something she could try. And even they're talking about something called an earthing sheet, which I think it has something. Okay, you guys know what that is? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about, getting something like that.
Interesting. And by the way, you mentioned the pineal gland, actually, and you said stepping into her power, just because of my studies of what I know, that actually is the power. That's the one that controls everything. Like, that's the gland, you know, that's the gland that
Causes
all the other glands.
I probably should know that, but...
Yeah, but it makes it so much cooler that you don't, and it came to you.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, let's say that.
Yeah, and you didn't really know about this, so that I'm glad you said it. But the earthing sheet, I'm very familiar with those. And I think that that's, you know what, I am very electronically sensitive. I'm sure, many people are also. And so that earthing sheet, if that's really neat. That I love that spirit is so on the cutting edge of.
I know. They really are. Like, I tell you, my guides, they are plugged in. All of our guides are plugged
in.
Know, so.
They know way more than we're not on the cutting edge. They probably have all these. Yeah, no, we're way behind. They invented all this stuff.
They totally did.
So with migraines and stuff, I love that you actually said weak spot in the beginning. You said that's your weak spot. That's actually, so we all, I guess, can have those weak spots in different areas of our bodies.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, that's Pardon?
Okay. So that's the spot where either spirit can get into or that spirit can help with.
Yes, exactly. And that's, and like I said, most of our health issues, well, I believe all health issues have an emotional, energetic root, all of them. And so it's just, and quite often we'll all have that one, you know, weak spot. So that's been mine forever. So, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Michelle, can I ask about your hip? I want to ask about your hip.
What about my hip? Oh, I always forget about it. Yeah, and then it comes back, and I'm like, what? Okay, you
asked
about my hip.
A psychic question for Michelle.
Yes.
Is her hip not injury, because she does not have it in the moment, but meaning the reoccurring issue there, is that physical, like how my kitty cat was more physical and it's a blip?
Yeah.
Or is it emotional?
I totally forget about it, though.
I definitely feel it.
As soon as something's gone, I'm like, yeah, it's gone.
It's gone, yeah, which is good. You're not holding on to it, but I do feel it has an energetic root. And to me, it's always about balance. I mean, our hips, they balance us, right? So it's when I mean balance, I mean the card that comes up on this is the Two of Swords, which is kind of that card of when we're not tuning into our intuition or our emotions, and we're sort of stuck in the analytical part. So in our,
you know
instead of that busy
so
brain.
Sense.
Yeah.
Because
so when it,
I got, because I haven't, sorry, carry on. I do this all the time
no.
in readings.
No.
Like, it's just because, sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's just what you were saying is, I mean, so does it happen when you're kind of in a busy place in your head or when you are feeling out of balance? Yeah.
Oh, ridiculous. Because I haven't had it. Like, I am, like, in a really good place right now. But I remember I hadn't had it for so long. It's so funny that Lisa remembered it. But it was back in, I think, March or something. And I was monkey brain back then. And then I was full limping for, like, a week again. I'm like, what? So everything was focused on my physical pain again. And then I don't even feel it. That makes so much sense.
Yes.
To be careful in my brain when I start limping again. But then it goes away, and I totally forget. Like, until Lisa said that, I forgot that. I was like, what? And I've had it for, like, 10 years.
I want to bring that up because a lot of our listeners, who we are going to highly recommend that they get in touch with you, and we're going to ask you how they can do that in a minute. I just want everybody to really think about what is going on in their lives. Maybe it's a mental thing, but maybe it's a physical thing. Maybe it's a medical thing. So these are all things that they could get help from you, from wherever you're going to receive this help from. And how can they get a hold of you? How does this work for them?
So, I mean, the best way, I do have a website, which is elementalintuitive.com. My email, I can give you my email address, which is elementalintuitive@gmail.com. Pretty easy.
Okay.
And those are the best ways to get a hold of me. I mean, and I do have a home phone number as well, which I can give you if you want that.
Okay, and we'll put all of this on our pages and everything as well.
On our website,
Elemental, and so, and is there an F on any of those? It's Elemental Intuitive.
Yep. At gmail.com, and then .com. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And actually, if you go through the website, you can get a hold. You can reach me. That has all the pertinent information on there. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
That's probably the best. I want to make sure that people knew they could.
Yeah, and I
call you and.
Hello.
I suggest everybody call Erin, because seriously, she has helped in many, many times. She has helped so many things in my life personally, and I know a lot of people around me who have had readings and really had really massive shifts. And now that everyone's been able to listen to how awesome Erin is, that's what a reading's like. It's just like talking to a friend that knows a lot.
That makes me happy, because I just want people to remember that, you know, we did come here to have this human experience, and sometimes we can be gloriously human, but if we remember that we actually are divine, you know, we did come from this amazing place with these amazing gifts. Just remember that.
Oh,
thank you so much, Erin.
It was my pleasure, so truly. You guys have a wonderful day.
You.
Okay, bye.
Can't wait to have you back. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Lisa.